because I was reminded of something that happened in my life.
当 Jason 在这领会的时候，我突然想起在我生命中发生的一件事情。
Some years ago, my father was stricken with Alzheimer's.
几年前，我父亲得了失忆症。
And we noticed the change in him.
我们注意到他的症状。
And gradually, it got worse and worse.
当然，他的情况就越来越不好。
My mother lived with him and was his sole caregiver.
我的母亲与我的父亲同住，是唯一照顾他的人。
And it was very stressful for her.
对他来说，这是很大的压力的一件差事。
And we began to be as concerned about my mother as about my father.
渐渐的，我们不仅担心我的父亲，我们也担心我的母亲了。They
had an apartment in their home downstairs.
他们所住的地方楼下是一个公寓。
And when my grandmother passed away, we moved all her furniture into that empty apartment.
当我的祖母过世之后，我们把她的家具都搬到我父母的楼下。
And so my parents couldn't rent it out any longer.
因为充满了家具呢，就不能够出租。
But we were praying that the Lord would help them.
那我们就祷告，求主帮助我的父母。
And we came to the conclusion that we needed to empty the apartment so that we could get a caregiver to live there.
后来我们就想，应该把楼下那个公寓空出来，好叫我们几个人能够住在那里，照顾我的父母。
And so since all my siblings have secular jobs,
因为我的兄弟姐妹都在世上有其他职业。
I'm a pastor, I do nothing.
我是一个牧师，我什么都不干。
I drove out to Long Island and began to empty the apartment.
所以我就开车到长岛，开始把那个公寓整理干净。
We got a large dumpster and put it in the driveway.
我们有一个很大的垃圾箱在我们的车道上。
And little by little, I went through the items and threw them out.
所以我们一件一件的清理，把东西丢掉。
It was hard work and it took some time.
因为那个是蛮辛苦的工作，花不少时间。
But eventually the apartment was cleared out.
终于呢，把那个公寓打扫干净了。
And then the Lord spoke to me.
然后突然主对我说话。You
move there.
你搬进去住。
You and your family.
你和你的家庭搬进去住。
We had been homeschooling our children.
我们的孩子都是在家里受教育的。
So I spoke to my wife and she said I could teach them there as well as here.
我就跟我的太太商量，她说没有问题啊，我在那里教或在这里教是一样的。
And so after our Sunday night service every week, we would go out to my parents' house.
以前呢，每一个主日的晚上呢，我们都会去拜访我的父母。
We would stay there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
然后呢，我们就一直待到礼拜四。
And come back to our home.
然后周末再回到我们原来的家。
And stay till Sunday night again.
一直到主日晚上，我们再搬回去。
And so we did that for about a year.
我们这样做差不多一年之久。
And I was so glad I was able to help the family.
我很高兴我能够帮助我的父母。
And to give back to them.
而且可以跟他们住在一起。
But I didn't realize when I was cleaning that apartment.
但是呢，我这个没有想到，直到我开始清理那个公寓。
But I was making room for myself.
我没有料到，我整理了半天是替我自己整理。
You know, the Lord has a big dumpster too.
你知道主耶稣有一个大的垃圾箱吗？
And He wants to empty us.
他要我们倒空自己。
To make room for Himself.
好叫他能够有房间住。
When the Lord puts His finger on something in your life.
所以当主今天早上若是在你的心中指出你生命中的某些事物。
And He says, No more, I want this out.
主说这个不可以保留，丢掉。
That's not to make your life miserable.
不是要让你的生命痛苦。
But Jesus is making more room for himself.
但是主在为自己创造空间,
so that he can come in a greater way.
这样他才能够更荣耀地进来。
He can fill your life and take over and take charge.
他才能够充满你, 充满你的生命, 他才能掌权。
When we understand it that way,
如果我们对主的要求有这样的认识,
then we do as we've been told this morning.
那我们就会立刻遵从。
We say, Lord, search my heart and show me what is in the way.
我们会说，主啊，快搜寻我的心，看什么拦阻了你进来。
Give me the grace to surrender it completely to you.
并且给我一个恩典，让我能够全然降服。
But we don't stop there.
但是我们不停在这个祷告。
Then we say, Jesus, come and fill me.
然后我们说，都清理了，主你进来。
With yourself, more greater.
你更多充满我。
And we find that throughout our Christian life.
这是我们基督徒生命的正常经历。
The Lord is working like that all the time.
主耶稣一直在做这样清理的工作。
And as we're ready,
当我们预备好,
he touches upon this thing.
他就会指出某一件事,
and then that thing.
或者另外一件事。
We're not ready to surrender it all at once.
我想我们没有人能够一次把所有都降服。
But he prepares us.
但是主会一点一点的预备我们。
Little by little.
一点一点。
Until we're all his.
一直到我们完全属于他。
Thank you. I would like to sing a song about the blood of Jesus this morning.
今天早上我想唱一首有关主的宝血诗歌。
Hallelujah for the blood.
叫做 Hallelujah to the blood, for the blood. Hallelujah 归宝血。
In the book of 1 Peter, there are a number of things mentioned that never lose their value.
在彼得前书有讲到几件事永远不会失去它的价值。
Peter says they are precious.
它们是宝贵的。
And incorruptible.
而且不会朽坏。
Speaks of our faith that way.
这提到的是我们的信心。
He says the word of God is incorruptible.
他说神的工作是不能朽坏。
But here he speaks of the blood.Precious blood of Jesus.
并且讲到主的宝血。
We've not been redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold.
属我们的不是会朽坏之物，如金或银。
We all know silver and gold loses its value.
我们都知道金银也会失去它的价值。
But with the precious blood of Christ.
但是唯有基督的宝贵的血。
Praise God. Amen. Okay, Did anybody take my glasses? Okay, I'm okay.
Hallelujah for the blood, for the sin cleansing fountain, for the Lamb has been slain, and the ransom price paid, fully cancelled was the debt, when on Calvary's mountain.All the sins of our world on Jesus were laid. There was no one to save. There was no eye to pity. Until Jesus, my Savior, from glory came down. He was mighty to save. He was strong to deliver.He has brought us salvation, a robe and a crown. Hallelujah, hallelujah, sing the triumphant strain. Hallelujah for the blood and the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah for the blood, sing for joy all ye nations.And rejoice that the work of redemption is done. Here is pardon free for all, and the perfect salvation through the sin cleansing blood of the crucified one. There was no arm to save, there was no eye to pity.Until Jesus, my Savior, from glory came down. He was mighty to save. He was strong to deliver. He had brought us salvation, a robe and a crown. Hallelujah, hallelujah, sing the triumphant strain. liberty. Until Jesus, my Savior, the glory came down. He was mighty to save. He was strong to deliver. He has brought us salvation. Yesterday morning we spoke that of the fact that the Father is seeking a bride for His Son. He's still doing that today. Then in the afternoon we spoke of the fact that the bride has been bought with a price.
然后昨天下午我分享到这个新妇呢是用重价买赎回来的。The
bride does not belong to herself.
因为这个新妇不属于她自己,
but belongs to her bridegroom.
而属于她的新郎。
He has the right to do with her whatever he chooses.
她有完全的主权决定她要如何对待她。
Because she belongs to him.
因为她这个妻子是属于她的。
And he also belongs to us.
她这个丈夫也是属于这个新妇的。
And because he belongs to us, we have the right to claim all that he is.
因为主是属于我们的, 所以我们有权利来支取一切他所有。
So that Jesus may be all and in all.
主耶稣是在一切之内, 是一切又在一切之内。
Today we're going to speak about the bride makes herself ready.
今天我们要分享到新妇如何装饰整齐, 预备好自己。
There are two things that characterize our generation.
就着我们这个时代来说有两个点两个特征。
The Apostle Peter tells us in the last days
彼得说到在末后的时代,
that people will be given over to uncleanness
人呢会被交给, 在这个末后的时代, 人会喜欢不洁净的事情。
And that arrogance will prevail
然后骄傲呢会胜过一切。
We read of that in Jude as well
在犹大书也是这么描述的。
2 Peter chapter 2, let's look at it first.
我们一起看一下彼得后书第二章。9th and 10th verse.
2nd.
The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
主知道搭救近前的人脱离试探,把不义的人留在刑罚之下等候审判的日子。
But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities.
那些随肉身污秽的情欲轻慢主治之人的更是如此，他们胆大任性，毁谤在尊位的也不知道惧怕。
In the book of Jude,
在犹大书
the 8th verse,
第八节
very similar,
也是说到类似的教导。
Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion,and speak evil of dignities.
这些做梦的人也像他们污秽身体轻慢主治的毁谤在尊位的。
Our society is flooded with uncleanness.
我们的社会充满了污秽的事。
You can't escape it, avoid it.
也无法避开这些事情。
It's right there on your cell phone.
譬如说这些污秽的事就在我们的手机之内。
Right there in your pocket.
就在我们的口袋里。
The enemy has made sin very available.
我们的仇敌让这些污秽可怕的罪恶的事充满在我们的四周。
Very easy to access.
我们很容易就会遇见这些事。
We as God's people have to guard ourselves against that.
那神的子民要如何保守自己？
Immorality is rampant.
这些所有不道德的事情是到处可见。
Even among Christians, you're surprised.At the way they live.
甚至在基督徒之中，你都会很惊讶某些人的生活方式。
Some things that you would think every Christian understands.
你觉得说这是很基本的，所有神儿女都了解的。
Is not understood by everyone.
但似乎好像不是人人都了解。
Sometimes we hear of Christians living together before they're married.
我们也听到有一些基督徒在结婚之前就住在一起。
They see nothing wrong with that.
好像这件事情他们觉得没有什么不对。
One time I was asked to marry a young couple.
有一次呢，我为一对年轻的夫妇证婚。
They were friends of the family.
他们是我朋友的孩子。
And so I met with the couple.
所以我就先跟他们会面。
And I began to talk with them.
开始跟他们谈话。
I had a questionnaire that I wanted them to fill out.
我有一个问卷，我需要他们填写。
The young man took it home and filled out his. The young lady took it home and filled out hers.
那个年轻的男子跟那个年轻女子各自拿了问卷回去填写。
And then they gave them to me so that I could prepare their answers.
然后他们来交还给我，我来比一比他们的答案。
That's always very interesting.
常常是很有意思的。
Questions like, Do you want to have children?
常常比如说我说你们将来想不想有小孩子？
The wife says no.
做妻子的说不要。
Husband says ten.
做丈夫说我要十个孩子。
Well, that's something they need to talk about before they get married.
这个是在结婚之前要搞清楚的。
And there are other questions like that.
有很多的问题。
But then I found out that the couple was living together.
然后我后来发现这两个人还没结婚已经住在一起。
I didn't know that before.
在那之前我并不知道。
They both profess to be Christians.
他们都口里承认是基督徒。
They both worked in the same place.
他们在同一个地方做工作。
And they were telling me how they witnessed to their employees, their fellow employees.
他们告诉我他们如何在工作的地方为主来做见证。
When I heard that they were living together,
那当我听到他们已经同居这件事情，
I had to tell them there's something wrong.
我必须告诉他们说这样是不对的。
You don't have a good testimony.
你们并没有美好的见证。
You're telling people to accept Jesus and let him change their life.
你告诉人说你要接受耶稣，他能改变你的生命。
But there are things in your life that need to be changed.
但是事实上你的生命中有需要被改变的。
It's just words.
你说的不过是话语而已。
They need to see the power of God to change our lives.
他们必须在你的身上看见神的能力在改变你。
Then I found out she was pregnant.
然后我又发现这个还没过门的妻子已经怀孕了。
So this was an interesting case.
对我来说，这个实在是蛮棘手的案件。
But I knew that they did love the Lord.
但是我知道他们两个都爱主。
And that it seemed they got themselves into a situation that they didn't know how to get out of.
他们现在陷入一种情况，不知道如何出来。
And so I looked to the Lord to help me advise them.
所以我就仰望主，看我怎么样帮助他们。
In the two passages that we read already.
刚才我们所读的两处的经节。
Both writers refer back to the story of Lot.
这个其实两处都是讲到罗德的故事。
We know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
我们都知道索多玛、俄摩拉的事，不是吗？
The Bible tells us that Lot was a righteous man.
圣经说罗德是个义人。
And that he lived there in that city. And that every day he was grieved by the filthy lifestyle of those around him. He knew he shouldn't be there. But it was getting more complicated all the time. His daughters got married. His wife seemed happy there. He probably had business dealings with the people of the city. And so he was grieved, but he still stayed. He couldn't seem to free himself.
He
didn't know how to get out. People don't like that. We get into situations even as Christians. And we stop and we say, how did I get here? How did I ever let this happen? How did I get into this relationship? How did it go so far? And we don't know what to do. But the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. And when Lot could not deliver himself, the Lord came down to deliver him. He sent his angels to come. And to grab them and drag them out of the city. To escape the judgment that was coming. And I've seen that happen in people's lives over and over again. They love the Lord. But they've got themselves into situations they don't know how to get out of. But the Lord sees. And he loves them. And if they allow him to, he will deliver them. God makes a way where there seems to be no way. Maybe you're in a situation like that today. I don't know what it is. But God knows you. He knows you love him. And he knows you want to live a holy life. But you don't have the strength. Let him be your strength. Call upon him with all your heart. Say, Lord, you're able to deliver me.
说神啊,
I can't deliver myself. But you are able. And then trust him. And then watch the doors that he opens. Take advantage of the help that he sends. And when God sees that you're serious about following him, then God will be serious about helping you. Praise God. And so we're living in days where we're flooded with uncleanness. And it affects every one of us. When the Bible speaks of fornication, it says one word. Flee. Don't have to reason. Don't have to ask advice from everybody. The Bible says, flee all uncleanness. Believe God to deliver you. And then stay as far away from it as you can. He takes us out of a horrible pit. And the psalmist says, he sets my feet upon a rock. But the problem with us is that we stay close to the edge of the pit. Instead of getting farther. And then he says here, there are those that despise government. They despise authority. One time in New York, I saw a bumper sticker on the back of the car. Question all authority. The first authority that God puts into our lives is our parents. God tells us to honor our mother and our father. Learn to obey them.
要顺从他们,
submit to their authority. That's important in our formative years. That helps to prepare us for life.
而这个,
then we have school teachers that we have to obey. Then we have police officers that we need to be mindful of. Then there are other government officials. We have employers that we have to do what they say. In all our life, there's some authority to come under. But in the last days, people will despise authority. I don't know that we've ever lived in a day where that is more obvious. We heard a little bit about the president the other day. I don't know how you feel about him. But the Bible tells us we are to pray for those that are over us. That no authority is there, but it has been ordained of God. And yet we have people saying, he's not my president.
你可以说,
I don't have to submit to anything he says.
我不必顺服他所说的话,
that's a bad thing.
这是一个不好的态度。
Not politically,
不是说政治上而言,
but morally.
而是在就的道德而言,
it's bad to have an attitude that I do not respect the authority of that position.
因为一个不尊重在上权柄的这个态度是不对。
If I don't have to respect the president,
如果我不需要尊重总统,
then I don't have to respect the police officer.
那我也不需要尊重警察了,
or my teacher.
或者我的老师,
maybe I don't feel like respecting my employer.
我也不用尊重我的老板,
maybe I just respect my parents.
我自己的父母,
where's that going to lead us?
那我们到底要走到哪里去?
And the next generation is being taught this attitude.
但是我们年轻的一代常常被教导是要用这种态度生活。
We're sabotaging ourselves as a nation. If we don't agree with a certain person, there are legitimate ways to respond. And when we respect the authorities God has placed over us, we are submitting to God Himself. And when we disrespect them, we are just honoring the Lord. If we can't submit to earthly authorities, how can we admit to His authority over our lives? We can't fool ourselves. If we can't submit to those we see, how can we submit to the one we cannot see? But the bride of Christ is just the opposite. The characteristics of the bride are just the opposite of that of this generation. The bride is known by her purity.
这个新妇的特征呢，就是她是纯洁，
by her holiness,
是她是圣洁的，
and by her humility,
而她是谦卑的，
her willingness to submit,
也是愿意顺服。
The Apostle Peter tells us about husbands and wives.
彼得教导我们夫妇之道。
1 Peter chapter 3.
在彼得前书第三章里说到。
He gives us good instruction there.
他给我们很好的教导。
Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。 这样，若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可因妻子的品性被感化过来。While
they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear,
这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。Whose
adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, of wearing of gold, and of putting on of apparel.
你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为你们装饰。
But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price.
只要里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
Here the Lord speaks to us of inner beauty.
神这里所强调的是里面的美丽。
Of integrity.
诚实。
Purity of life.
有一个纯洁的生命。
The Bible says the king's daughter is all glorious with it.
神告诉我们，王的儿女是里面充满荣耀的。
We put emphasis on the outside.
我们常常注重的是外面。
God looks on the heart.
但是神看的是我们的心。
That's where God wants to show his glory.
那个是神所要看见的荣耀。
I've heard that there's a show on television.
我听说电视上有这么一个节目。
Called Bridezilla.
叫做 Bridezilla.
You know that show?
你们谁看过这个或知道？
I understand it has something to do with women who are beautiful on the outside, but very ugly on the inside.
哦，他们那个重点呢，就是说，特别找到一些女人是外面很漂亮，但是里面很丑陋。
They spend all their money on beautiful gowns.
他们把所有的金钱都花在外面美丽的衣饰。
Their greatest concern is a beautiful wedding.
他们最在意的就是有一个非常美好的婚礼。
But in the course of putting that all together,
当然在预备这一切婚礼的过程。
They're horrible to live with.
他们是很难跟人相处。
God tells us not to lay emphasis on the outer adorning.
所以神不在乎我们外面的装饰。
But on the hidden man of the heart.
而是我们里面隐藏的心。
What's on the outside will pass away.
因为外面的都要过去。
Everybody gets old.
每一个人都会老的。
Some get gray hair sooner than others.
有些人头发白的比别人快。
Wrinkles come.
我们会有皱纹的。
Clothes don't fit.
衣服渐渐穿不下。
Like a self-portrait. But. But what God does in the heart,
但是神在乎的是里面。
That becomes more and more beautiful all the time.
我们的心应该是越来越美丽的。
When I first came to the Ridgewood Church in New York,
当我刚到纽约的教会的时候，
one of my first jobs was to drive the van.
我第一个侍奉呢，就是要开我们的那个车子，小包车。
I had to pick up children for Sunday school.
然后开着去接那些主日学的儿童。
That was quite a challenge.
对我来说，那是很大的挑战。
Some children were rather unruly.
因为有些孩子是很不守规矩。
They would go under the seats.
他们上了车就躲在车子座位底下。
And go over the seats.
或者攀过座位。
I would pray for them.
我就为他们祷告。
I'd say, Lord, make them a missionary and send them far away.
我主啊，你改变他们，将来做宣教士，把他们送到很遥远的地方。
In the evening, I would pick up the elderly saints.
然后晚上呢，我就去接年长的圣徒。
That was a pleasure.
那是很愉快的一个差事。
No under the seats.
没有人坐在椅子上。
But as I was among these older saints, I saw a beauty in them.
但是当我跟这些年长的圣徒在一起的时候，我真的看到他们里面有一个美丽，感动我的心。
Years of serving Jesus.
他们多年来侍奉神。
They became more and more like Him.
他们越来越像主了。
They used to sing songs in the van.
有时候他们坐在我车上就唱起诗歌来。
They would praise the Lord.
然后在那里赞美神。
There was such a pleasure to be among.
我实在很喜欢跟他们在一起。
And I thought getting old is not so bad.
那时候我想说，嘿，年纪大不是一件坏事。
If you give yourself to Jesus.
如果你是一个把自己给主的人。
I've seen other old people.
当然我也看过某一些年长的人。
That have gotten more sour as they've gotten older.
他们越老呢越难相处。
But the Christians become sweeter.
但是呢，基督徒会越来越甘甜。
Like fruit, it ripens.
好像那个果实越来越熟了。
Praise God. That's incorruptible.
这个是不会朽坏。
The work of God in your life.
神在我们生命中的工作是不朽坏的。
It will never lose its value.
永远不会失去它的价值。
But we become more and more precious all the time.
然后我们在主面前就越来越宝贵。
If we let him have his way.
当然，这个先决条件就是我们愿让主来调度。
We have to make our choice.
我们总是要做一个决定。
Now let's get back to Genesis 24.
然后我们再来看看创世纪二十四章。
Abraham had sent out his servant to find a bride for his son.
在这里，亚伯拉罕差遣他的老仆人为他的儿子以撒去找一个老婆。
And the servant had prayed that the Lord would guide him to the right person.
然后这个仆人向神祷告说：“你带我到对的女子面前。”
This person had to be of Abraham's family.
这个女子呢，必须是亚伯拉罕的家族里的人。
And so, the Lord, he prayed this prayer.
所以呢，这个仆人做了这样的一个祷告。
Verse, let's see here. Okay. Verse 10.
第十节。
And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master, were in his hand.
那个仆人从他主人的骆驼里取了十匹骆驼，并带些他主人各样的财物，起身往美索不达米亚去。到了拿赫城的时候
，And he rose and went to Mesopotamia into the city of Nahor.
他到达拿赫城的时候
，Nahor was Abraham's brother.
拿赫呢是亚伯拉罕的兄弟。
And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water.At the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water.
天将晚了，众女子出来打水的时候，他便叫骆驼跪在城外的水井那里。
And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham.
他说，耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊，求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕。使我今日遇见好机会。
Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water.
我现今站在井旁，城内居民的女子们正出来打水。
And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink. Also, let the same be she.That thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master.
我向哪一个女子说，请你拿下水瓶来给我水喝？她若说，请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝。愿那女子就做你所预定给你仆人以撒的妻子，这样我便知道你施恩给我主人了。
And it came to pass before he had done speaking that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Bethuel.Son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder.
还话还没说完，不料利百加肩头上扛着水瓶出来。利百加是比土利所生的，比土利是亚伯拉罕兄弟拿赫妻子利加的儿子。
And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her, and she went down to the well.And filled the pitcher and came up.
那女子容貌极其俊美，还是处女，也未曾有人亲近她。她下到井旁，打满了瓶，又上来。
And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher."
仆人跑上去迎接着她说，求你将瓶里的水给我一点喝。
And she said, "Drink, my lord." And she handed, and she hastened, and let down the pitcher.Upon her hand.
女子说，我主请喝，就急忙拿下瓶来，托在手里给他喝。
And gave him a drink. And when she had, And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also, until they have done drinking.
女子给他喝了，就说，我再为你的骆驼打水，叫骆驼也喝足。
And so when, Well, that's as far as we'll read.
我们就读到这里。
And so the Lord quickly answered his prayer.
所以主很快就回答了这个仆人的要求。
Before he was done praying, the Lord was answering.
他祷告都还没结束，神就答应了。
And he sends Rebecca to come and draw water from the well. And so he said, I'll try it out.
然后看到他,
so he asked her for a drink of water.
所以老婆人就问他要水喝,
and she gladly gave him some water from her pitcher. And then she made the suggestion that she would draw water for his camels also. Well, that got his attention. Just when I prayed. But is she of the family of Abraham?
但是呢,
so he asked who she was.
所以他就问他说,
name is Rebecca.
他说我叫,
and she is a relative of Abraham. Of the same family.
是整,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God had answered his prayer. Didn't take too long.
是,没花,
and he wanted to meet her family. And he wanted to extend this marriage proposal to her. So he met her brother Laban. And no doubt her father as well. And he explained why he was there. They saw that Abraham, his master, must have been a very rich man. He had 10 camels with him. Loaded with gifts. How many camels do you have?
在座各位,
I have none. And they marveled when they heard the story and how God had arranged their meeting. And they said, this must be of the Lord.
他们说,
but they were reluctant to let her go. They wanted her to stay a while. So they could say goodbye.
可以,
that could have been a very long goodbye.
那可以是一个很长的道别。
It's like my Italian relatives.
很像我的意大利的家人一样。
They come to visit.
他们来拜访你,
and then when it's time to go home,
当该离开的时候,
that's when the visit starts.
好像他们才刚刚到一样,
and they stand by the door and talk for another hour.
他们站到门口跟你又再讲一个小时的话,
we call that an Italian goodbye.
我们说这是意大利式的道别。
But the servant was anxious to get back to his master. He said, don't put us off, please. This is the Lord's doing. So they asked Rebecca, what do you have to say? She said, I will go. And she submitted herself to the desire of Abraham's servant. We know that Isaac was waiting in the field, meditating.
我们都知道, 以撒正在田间默想,
what do you think he was thinking about? The stock market?
股票市场? 不是。
Who was going to come to be his wife?
他在想我的妻子会是谁?
What would she look like?
她长什么样子?
Could he love her?
我能爱她吗?
Would she love him?
她会爱我吗?
Was she pretty on the outside, but ugly on the inside? Was she ugly on the outside, but pretty on the inside? Or hopefully, pretty on the outside and the inside. And so it was. Praise God. Praise God. There's a lady in the Bible named Mary. She's the sister of Lazarus. She also had an older sister named Martha. And she was a woman of beautiful character. She had something very special. Jesus recognized that. And every time you read of Mary in the New Testament, you find her sitting at the feet of Jesus. Every time. Let's look at that for a moment. Luke chapter 10, verse 39.
路加福音第十章第三十九节。
Jesus was welcomed into the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
主耶稣被拉撒路、马大、玛利亚接待到家中来。
They lived in the city of Bethany.
他们住在伯大尼这个城市里。
That's my daughter's name.
这伯大尼就是我女儿的名字。
We wanted her heart to always be a place where Jesus was welcome.
我们取她这个名字是希望她的心总是一个主能够拜访的地方。
And here we read at the end of the chapter.
那你看到在这一章的末了。
Let's see here. Does it look right at 10? Let's see, maybe it will.
10.
I said 10,
yeah?
Yes, thank you. Okay, well, let's start here. Now it came to pass, this is in verse 38, it came to pass,
38节这里说到路加福音十章三十八节
as they went, they entered into a certain village and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house.
他们在走路的时候耶稣进了一个村庄有一个女人名叫马大接他到自己家里去。
And she had a sister named Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
And Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me serving alone? Tell her to therefore come and help me.
马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”
And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things.
耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。”
But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分是不能夺去的。
You can envision what's happening.
你们都可以想象出来那个光景。
Jesus comes to their home and brings his disciples with him.
主耶稣来到了他们家中，带了一票门徒。
It was no easy task to host this group.
做主人招待这么一群人是不容易的。
And so Martha got right to work.
马大立刻就开始忙碌。
In the kitchen.
在厨房里忙。
Another pound of spaghetti.
再一磅的那个意大利面。
And she was getting ready to take care of her guests.
她要好好的招待这些客人。
Where's Mary?
诶，我的妹妹玛丽到哪里去了？
Surely she'll come and help me any moment.
她大概一会儿就来帮忙吧。
She knows how much work I have to do.
她知道我要做的事有多少。
But she's not coming.
但是她没来呀。
Then she looks into the living room.
那马大就跑到客厅去看看。
There she is, sitting at the feet of Jesus.
哎，玛利亚就是坐在耶稣的脚旁。
Just drinking in his words.
在那里饮于主的话。
Something started to boil inside.
这个马大心里就不舒服了。
Not just the spaghetti pot.
火热起来不只是那个炉子上的火。
So she went to Jesus and said, "Tell my sister to come and help me."
她就跑去跟耶稣说，叫我的妹妹来帮忙啊。
And Jesus said, "No, I can't do that."
主耶稣说，对不起，不能照你要求的办。
It's more important what Mary is doing than what you're doing.
因为玛利亚所拣选的事情比你正在做的事还重要。
Mary seemed to have a sense that Jesus wouldn't be there much longer.
玛利亚好像有一个预感，主耶稣在地上的日子不多了。
You see that more clearly later.
后来我们就更清楚地看到了。
And she loved the words of Jesus.
她喜欢主的话。
They were words of life.
因为这个话充满生命。
No one ever spoke like this man.
从来没有一个人像这个人说话一样。
Their religious leaders talked about God.
宗教的领袖会讲有关神的事。
But Jesus spoke as though he knew God.
但是主耶稣讲话的时候，好像他是认识神。
And you can tell the difference.
这是有分别的。
And Jesus said, "This is a golden opportunity that you shouldn't let pass you by."
主耶稣说：“这个是你不能错过的黄金时刻啊！”
Jesus Christ is in the home.
我在你的家里。
He's sharing precious truths.
他在跟我在分享重要的真理。
And Martha's too busy in the kitchen to listen.
马大，你太忙了，没有时间听我说话。
You know, there's sometimes when Jesus draws especially near to us.
很多时候，主耶稣吸引我们来到他面前。
And he wants to say precious things to us.
他要告诉我们宝贵的事。
And we can miss that opportunity if we're not careful.
我们若不注意，我们可能就错过。
Sometimes you miss going to church.
有的时候我们错过了去教会的机会。
Those are always the meetings that you find out were the best meetings.
因为教会的聚会，你会发现总是最好的聚会。
Everyone calls you and tells you, "Oh, you should have been there."
每一次你错过哪一堂聚会，人家打电话跟你说，今天聚会太好了。
But Mary submitted to the wonder of Jesus' word.
但是玛利亚把自己降服在主奇妙的话语。
She had an open ear.
她的耳朵是开的。
She heard God speaking to her.
她听见神对她说。
In New York City, it's very busy.
在纽约市是一个很忙碌的城市。
In Times Square.
在时代广场。
Cars and trucks all the time.
各样的车辆经过，非常忙碌。
People honking, people yelling.
很多人咒骂的声音，还有按喇叭的声音。
One day, a man took his Native American friend to see Manhattan.
有一次呢，有一个人带着他的美国的朋友，当地的朋友。
They were standing by the street.
他们站在街头上。
And the Native American said, "I hear a cricket."
带着那个原住民，美国原住民去纽约城市街道上站着，然后那个原住民说，哎，我听到蟋蟀的声音。
He said, "Are you sure?"
说你确定吗
？Yes, I hear a cricket.
他说我听见了。
And then he went over.
他就走过去。
By a tree planted by the curb.
看到路边所栽种的一棵树。
He knelt down and pushed away the gravel.
他把那个土稍微拨开一点。
Came back with a cricket.
然后回来拿着一只蟋蟀在他手。
He said, "My, you must have exceptional hearing."
这个朋友说，哇，你的听力不得了。
With all the honking and yelling.
外面这种声音，车声、人声。
He said, "No, my hearing's no different than yours."
他说我的听力跟你听力是一样的。
He said, "It depends on what your ear is trained to listen for."
只是在乎你的耳朵被训练到习惯听什么声音。
Then he said, "Watch."
他说你注意。
He reached into his pocket.
他伸手到他的口袋里。
He grabbed a handful of change.
然后拿出一把钱币来。
He dropped on the sidewalk.
就把它丢在路上，行人道上。
Everybody stopped.
四周忙碌的人突然都停住脚步。
10 feet away, they heard the change.
即使十尺之外的人都听到那铜板掉在地上的声音。
What is your ear trained to hear?
那你的耳朵是被训练听什么声音？
Have you learned to listen for the voice of Jesus?
你习惯听到主耶稣的声音吗？
You have to train yourself.
你必须训练自己啊。
When you come to church, you have to say, "Lord, speak to me."
你来到聚会的时候，你必须说主啊，向我说话。
You don't just listen to the preacher, but you listen for the Lord.
你不是只是听一个人传讲信息，你要听见神借着他说的话。
At home, you learn to get still and read the Word of God.
在家里，你要习惯你能够安静下来读神。
And then say, "Lord, speak to me."
然后说主向我说话。
In chapter 12, we read another story of Mary.
我们再看看
chapter 11.
在十一章，你看玛利亚还有一个故事。
This is the story where Lazarus had died, and Jesus was coming to resurrect him.
在这里呢，玛利亚发生的事，这是 Luke
John.
约翰福音十一章，在这里呢，拉撒路他的兄弟已经死了。
They were troubled over the fact that Jesus did not come when they asked him to.
他们这姐妹俩很难过，因为他们邀请主耶稣来帮忙，主耶稣没来。
In the meantime, their brother got more and more sick.
然后他的弟兄越来越病重，越来越严重。
And finally passed away.
最后终于断气。
So when Jesus came to Bethany,
所以当主耶稣回到伯大尼之后
，Martha ran out to meet him.
马大就跑到那个村庄门口去见他。
She said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
他说：“夫子，若是你早来此，我兄弟必不至于死。”
I think she waved her finger too.
我相信他还用指头指着耶稣。
And then we're told that Mary heard that Jesus.
然后玛利亚也听到耶稣来。
And she also came to meet him.
她也跑去见主耶稣。
And I'm reading verse 32 in the latest text. So here, verse 32. Then when Mary was come.Where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, "Lord, if thou had been here, my brother
had not died.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他，就俯伏在他脚前说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
Sounds like Martha and Mary said the exact same thing.
你会觉得这姐妹俩讲的都是一样的话。
But in the Greek, the emphasis is different.
但是呢，它的重点不同。
When Martha said, "My brother had not died,"
当马大说我兄弟必不死，
she emphasized the word "my."
她的重点是我的兄弟。
She was very conscious of the pain that his death caused her.
她非常的在意这个弟兄的死对她造成的痛苦。
It appeared a bit selfish.
好像她是一个非常自我中心的情况。
She said, "I know that even now you can ask God."
我知道，就算现在你都还可以求神。
And He'll give you whatever you ask.
他必无论他你求什么，神也赐给你。
But when Mary said, "My brother had not died,"
但是当玛利亚来说我弟兄必不死的时候，
her emphasis was on brother.
他的重点是我的弟兄，弟兄这个字。
She was full of compassion.
他充满了感情。
For what Lazarus had suffered.
他为着拉撒路所受的苦而难过。
Well, we know what that's like.
我们知道这是什么感觉。
When a loved one passes.
当我们所爱的人过去的时候，
we cry for ourselves.
我们为自己哭泣。
Sometimes more than for them.
有的时候，我们为自己受的伤害哭泣，超过我们为那个过去的人所受的痛苦哭泣。
But Mary did not ask the Lord to change anything.
但是玛利亚并没有求主耶稣改变这个事情。
That's the difference.
这就是他们的不同之处。
She submitted to His will.
她顺服了主的旨意。
I don't understand why you allow this, Lord.
我虽然不明白为什么你允许这样的事发生。
But I know that you love us.
但是我知道你是爱我们的。
And so, Lord, if this is what you have chosen,
主啊，这是若是你所拣选的。
I submit and I accept.
我接受，我也愿意顺服。
That's very precious.
这个是很宝贵的态度。
To find that spirit in God's people.
这个是让我们看到神的属于神的人的态度是什么。
There are times when we need to take our stand and believe God to intervene.
有的时候我们必须要 站稳地位说相信神会干预。
And the Holy Spirit will show us when those times are.
圣灵会在那种状况里面告诉我们，引导我们。
But then there are times when we need to come into rest concerning what God has chosen.
但有的时候呢，我们必须就着神所拣选的预备的道路，我们选择安息顺服。
And to believe that all things work together for good.
而相信万事是互相效力。
God has a purpose that He is fulfilling.
神有一个旨意，他正在完成。
We submit ourselves to Him.
我们若是顺服，允许神这样做。
The last time you read about Mary.
最后一处有关玛利亚的事情。
12.
是在约翰福音第十二章。
By this time, Lazarus had been raised from the dead.
这个地方，拉撒路已经从死里复活。
And they were having a big celebration.
他们在那里庆祝。
Mary, Martha was there serving.
马大又在那里服侍。
What else?
他不会做别的事。
But Lazarus was sitting at the table with Jesus.
那拉撒路呢，也与主耶稣同坐。
And everybody was taken up with Lazarus.
大家都很高兴拉撒路。
I think they had a lot of questions for him.
我们相信他们可能很多问题要问拉撒路。
Where have you been the last few days?
过去这几天你到底在哪儿啊？
Who did you see there?
你看到了谁？
What does Moses look like?
摩西长什么样子？
It seemed to concern Mary that Lazarus was getting more attention than Jesus.
对的，玛利亚来说，她可能有点在意，好像所有人的注意力都在拉撒路身上，不在主耶稣身上。
Lazarus experienced a great miracle.
是的，拉撒路经历了一个太大的神迹。
And of course, that created great interest.
当然，激起了很多人的兴趣。
But the one that performed the miracle was sitting right next to him.
但是大家都忽略了那个行神迹的人就坐在拉撒路旁边啊。
Who should be getting the attention?
谁应该得到最多的注意力啊？
And so Mary very quietly took an alabaster box of ointment.
所以呢，玛利亚就静悄悄地拿了一瓶那个贵重的真拿达香膏。
And she came to Jesus and poured the ointment upon him.
她就来到主的旁边，将这个香膏倒在主的身上。
Verse 3, chapter 12, verse 3.
第三节说到。
Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment.
玛利亚就拿着一斤贵重极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
It was a very sweet way of drawing people's attention to Jesus.
他用一种非常甜美的方式把大家的注意力转到耶稣的身上。
Everyone smelled the fragrance.
人人都闻到一个香气。
They knew it was very expensive.
他们知道这个香气是很贵重的香膏。
And they looked to see where it was coming from.
他们就看到，哎，这个香味从哪儿来的？
And they saw Jesus.
然后他们就看到了耶稣。
Mary at his feet.
玛利亚在耶稣的脚边。
And that fragrance Jesus carried with him through the crucifixion.
这个香气耶稣一直带着，一直到他钉十字架。
Jesus said, "She has anointed me to prepare me for my death."
主耶稣说，他是为我的安葬之事存留所做的。
What did Mary understand that others didn't see?
你看玛利亚，她了解一件事，是许多人没有看见的。
When we have a real heart for Jesus,
真的心是为主的话。
He opens our eyes to things that others don't see.
他会让我们眼睛看见其他人看不见的事情。
We see the preciousness of Christ.
我们会看到基督的宝贵。
He becomes everything to us.
他就成为了我们的一切。
It's no longer I but Christ.
就不再是我，乃是基督。
And so Mary submitted to the wonder of Himself.
玛利亚就把自己献给奇妙的主。
The first love, we're told,
起初的爱
is the awakening of the soul to the wonder of Jesus Himself.
就是一个灵魂突然苏醒了，认识主的奇妙。
Not what He can do for us.
不是认识说他能为我做什么，
but who He is.
而是认识到他是谁。
There are some people that follow Jesus for the fish and the loaves.
很多人跟随主是为了鱼，为了饼。
Jesus was not satisfied with that type of following.
但是主耶稣的心不会因此而满足。
But then there were others that awakened to the wonder of His word, of His person, and they loved Him for who He was.
但是还有一群人是醒悟过来，认识到神主耶稣是何等奇妙，他的所事，而因此来跟随他。
And those are the ones for whom Jesus came.
这些是主耶稣来为舍命的对象。
And so Jesus, so Mary submitted to the wonder of His word, of His will, and of Himself.
玛利亚因着主的话、主的奇妙和他自己的本人而感到非常的，就是被主所吸引。
In this world that is possessed by a spirit of arrogance and pride,
这个世界是被骄傲的灵所控制。
The bride of Christ is submissive.
但是基督的心腹是顺服的。
Pure.
是纯净的。
And kept for Him.
是为自己而保守，为主而保守自己的。
The Bible tells us that the bride is making herself ready.
圣经也告诉我们说，新妇是预备好自己的。
It takes time to prepare for a wedding.
你知道，婚礼需要很多预备。
Right, Gloria? You're up there somewhere. In Matthew chapter 25,
马太福音二十五章
we hear of the coming of the bridegroom.
我们听到那个新郎要来了。
And we're told that the bridegroom is coming.
我们听到新郎要来的声音。
But you can't get ready in a moment.
但是没有人是可以一下就准备好的。
You have to have oil in your lamp.
你必须在灯里要有油啊。
To be full.
而且是要满了油。
Your lamp's burning bright.
所以你的灯才会照亮。
Because we don't know when he'll come.
我们只是不知道新郎什么时候来。
So we can't waste any time.
所以不能浪费时间。
It's time to prepare for the wedding.
我们在准备婚礼啊。
God gives us this day to prepare.
今天就是神让我们预备自己的时间。
We don't know about tomorrow.
我们不知道明天。
Or the day after.
或者后天。
We can't waste any more time. We have to get ready for our bridegroom.
我们不能再浪费时间，我们要为我们的新郎把自己预备好。
We have to pray through in our lives purity.
我们必须要祷告，让我们这个人是纯洁。
Humility.
而且是谦卑的。
I was taught as a minister that those were the two things that I need to pray through in my life.
我有人教导我要做一个服侍主的人，这两件事是我需要透彻祷告的。
Humility and personal purity.
就是我要有一个谦卑的心，还要一个纯洁的身份，要有纯洁的个性格。
And I understand that better now than I ever did before.
我现在越来越了解这两件事的重要。
So Jesus calls us today.
所以主耶稣今天呼召我们。
Come, make yourself ready.
来，把你自己预备好。
Not on the outside.
不是外面的美丽。
That will pass away.
因为那一切都要过去。
But let the Lord make you glorious within.
但是让人神工作你到的地步，你有荣耀从里面发出。
Let the beauty of Jesus may be seen in you.
好让耶稣的美丽从你里面出来。
That it will be worthy when He comes.
这样他来的时候，你才预备好。
God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。